what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow Americans. I can actually say that for the first time yesterday, I felt like an American. Watching a football game, watching the Tampa Bay Buccaneers sweep the floor with the Kansas City Chiefs. Now, that being said, I am so proud to say that Tom Brady is now the GOAT. He's always been the GOAT in football, but now he is. I mean, nobody's going to get there. Nobody's going to get to win. I mean, he's gotten, what, to 10 Super Bowls and won, what, 7 of them? Yeah, that's a pretty big challenge for any quarterback. Just saying. And what makes me prouder about him is the fact that he's really good friends with Donald Trump. And he was never shy about it. He always had his America Great hat, Make America Great hat in his locker room. So you know what? And the other player, I forgot his name, that he came out of retirement was also a Trump fan. So good job, Tampa Bay. Very excited about that. Moving on, I know a lot of people are still probably feeding the whole Brady thing and all that stuff. I mean, it was a big night. Some interesting things, of course, you know, you saw some of the Super Bowl commercials, the whole systemic racism BS that they've been feeding us. Apparently they're talking about systemic racism while we're watching the majority of African Americans play sports, and the majority of people that are watching that sport happen to be white, and those people that are playing that sport are making millions and millions of dollars. But yeah, this country is extremely racist. On another positive note, which I don't think she's going to be very successful, Candace Owens is planning on running for president of the United States. She's thinking about it. I don't see her as a front runner, but I can possibly see her as somebody's pick as VP. Although she has a bit of a shady past, and she said a couple things that may rub the African American community the wrong way, we'll have to see in 2024. Aside from that, I'm hoping they finally, it seems like they're getting to the, they're getting close to the point where they can recall Newsom. That would be an amazing thing. One less dictator governor in office is a happy day for me. I mean, that should be a happy day for all Americans. That being said, you know who's on the show? Dr. Q.
What's up?
Okay, Q. So, we all saw the Mike Lindell video. I posted it up. I took a risk. I'm not going to be silent. I always said that I was going to be very transparent on my show. And the things that people are not willing to talk about or show or whatever, I'm willing to do it even if it gets my my platform banned. That being said, what was your take on it? I had to see it 2 or 3 times before I made it official that I wanted to put it out there. I felt it was my obligation as a person that speaks to fellow Republicans and patriots out there. I felt it was my obligation for those that haven't seen it on the internet or don't have time to see it, that they can actually listen to it. Listening to it is just as, I mean, you get a different perspective. And it kind of breaks it down pretty well. And it's coming from a normal American. When I mean normal, a guy that's not involved in politics. And he had the data. He had everything to back it up. Now, I'm going to give you guys some fun facts. We do have right now a forensic audit that is taking place in Arizona. Okay? So the court ordered the forensic audit to take place. Ding, ding. They decided to do it. Well, after Joe Biden was inaugurated, Donald Trump, I've been hearing from sources. I'm not sure. I haven't been able to verify it. I can't get dockets, but I've been hearing he's been winning a lot of cases. A lot of his cases that he previously lost, they're being overturned. That's also a good thing. I've never seen a situation where, let's say, hypothetically, they find out that the election was rigged and Donald Trump won it, I don't know what the procedures would be on removing Joe Biden because it's never happened before. Not from my, at least not from what I've researched on in history. So there's some stuff there. The Supreme Court may be taking on Sidney Powell's case as well as Lynn Wood's case. They might make a decision on that. I also heard down the grapevine that Chief Roberts was receiving several different death threats, and that's why he refused to take on the Texas versus the seven states. That's why he refused to take the case. Again, this you have to understand, the left has been doing this. They have been using scare tactics and basically like what the mob would do, kind of. They're bullying people into not doing the right thing. They're threatening people's lives. Hey, listen, if you rat out on us, we're going to whack you. I mean, they're straight up doing it Italian style. They're doing it like any other criminal. And they're getting away with it, which is the craziest part. But Q, go on. What do you think of this whole Mike Lindell video? You saw it as well. And you dissected it a little better than I did. So what's up? What do you think?
I mean, as well as can you say, like it shows complete other proof that there is fraud, like beyond recognition. I mean, so like there's nothing to really even speak about it. I mean, just watch that damn video. Like, it's absolutely crazy.
I want you guys to understand something, you guys and gals out there. Donald J. Trump had nothing to gain by being president of the United States, had more to lose than to gain. He lost a lot more wealth being president than what he gained. Mike Lindell, the owner of MyPillow, has lost more money than what he has to gain. Do you not see a pattern here of the people that are coming forward and trying to defend this country? They seem to be doing things against their own special interests, which only leads me to believe they're doing it because they love this country and they're doing it for the right reasons. That is just food for thought. I'm just saying, Sidney Powell, a respected lawyer, everybody had massive respect for her, defended General Flynn, was an amazing prosecutor in the military. Lynn Wood, he's an amazing lawyer. He just got dropped by the mega kid with the hat. These people are losing more than what they have to gain by doing this. So that leads me to ask that question. Why are they doing it then? Well, because they obviously have something and they want to expose it and they're true patriots and they care about this country. I'm not going to lie. There was a point where I started thinking Lynn Wood may have gone off the deep end. But think about it. What if you were presented enough evidence and you see it all there? We haven't seen what he has. And it was all laid out there in front of you. And you're just looking at this and you're going, how could this have happened in this country? We have to get this out there. You would also be acting erratic. You would also be acting oddly strange because you know the truth. You've seen it with your own eyes. And that's where I kind of have these little whataboutisms and stuff like that. But that being said, Q, what was, in your opinion, what was the best portion of Mike Lindell's case? What he was trying to bring to the table?
Best portion. I mean, he just had all the graphs. He just had, I mean, just everything just blatantly showed. I mean, like, I don't think you can get better proof than anything, you know, than what he proves. You know,
hold on. Did you actually watch the video here, Q? I'm gonna have to ask you this question.
No, I did. I did. I actually watched it two times, but then I sat there and I'm just like, everything's here, like over and over, like same shit. Like everything is there. Like there's nothing to.
He brought intel, just for the record. He brought intel to prove the Dominion hacking. He brought people that were aware of how elections were interfered from other countries. He brought several different situations, all these so-called conspiracy theories. And I'm going to tell you one thing that should frighten people. Okay, because I get a lot on Facebook and I look at posts that people put. Usually those posts, when they're not real posts and people don't believe them, usually Facebook will not censor them. you mention anything about Mike Lindell's video, or you post it, or you post anything on Twitter or YouTube about it, it gets banned automatically. That should worry you, because that means they have something to hide. They obviously don't want the truth to come out. And furthermore, OAN, who chose to give them the airtime, is also being threatened for a lawsuit by Dominion. So why are these companies so eager to file these lawsuits? I'm wondering how it's going to work out for them when they're going to have to do discovery. The whole process of discovery, which means pretty much they're going to have to show the fact that the claims that all these people are making about their machines are fake. I'm wondering how Dominion's going to defend themselves if this is actually true what people are claiming. Now, that being said, Q, we had somebody that has a few questions. Her name is Stephanie, guys. Her name is Stephanie. She is from, hold on one second. Stephanie, I'm trying to figure out exactly where she's from. I don't want to. Hold on. We've been communicating. I'm pretty sure she told me she was from Michigan. I'm just, Okay, this is Stephanie from Michigan. Okay, so she has a few fundamental questions because she says that she recently got into politics. So she says that she realized how important it is, and she wanted to ask several different questions that she says that she doesn't, that she doesn't really quite understand. Like, okay, this was one of her questions. When it was talked about Pelosi could become the acting president if a decision wasn't made, I didn't even know that was possible. I didn't understand why. Okay, so this is the process how it works. Let's say that at the time there was a contested election. We couldn't pick who the president is. Let's say it was Trump or Joe Biden, and was still being battled in court. The next person in line is the Speaker of the House. So therefore, the Speaker of the House would become president of the United States, would get inaugurated, and would be president of the United States until the issue is resolved through courts or through the electoral process. So basically, she's next in power. So let's say right now a tragedy was to happen and the vice president and president pass away, Nancy Pelosi would step in as president of the United States. She's third in line. It's first the president, then the vice president, than the Speaker of the House. That is the way the process works in American politics. Okay, let me see what's the next question. Okay, when everyone was talking about the Georgia election, I didn't understand why it was so important. I might still not quite understand. The Senate, the House, the governors, and the legislators in these positions of politics, they have so much control. What is a clean command in our system? Okay, so Georgia, for example, basically what the Secretary of State and the governor did is they created laws, election laws, without going through the legislators. So basically what happens is when you're voting, there's a bunch of little subcategories there that people don't normally pay attention to, but these are legislators that you're voting for, that are voted by the people, and they're the ones that legislate and create the laws of the state, right? It's almost like saying they're the Senate, let's just say, of the state. Every state has their own, like Congress kind of thing, and then it passes and it goes to the governor and stuff like that. So basically, there's a legislative group that they're the ones that decide the rules of elections. They amend election rules. And if anything was to change in the state's constitution, or anything was to change in the election process, it would have to be voted in and passed through the legislators, which the American people vote for in that particular state. And what happened in Georgia, not just Georgia, Pennsylvania, Arizona, Michigan, Wisconsin, all of these states did not go through the legislators. Instead, they went through the court system, which is not It's not constitutional. It's not legal. And they went to governors making deals with secretaries of states. In Georgia, for in particular, Stacey Abrams made a deal with the secretary of state and the governor. And that's how they were able to push through mail-in ballots. The mail-in ballots were unconstitutional. So there was no legislative law that was put into place that allowed those mail-in ballots to come in. Therefore, those votes should not have technically been counted because it wasn't passed through legislative laws. So what do they control? I'm in Michigan. It was reported that our governor signed or pushed through 181 orders she should not have. What should she have done to those things? Okay, the thing is, these people, they push a lot of orders. Governors and stuff like that, they push a lot of orders. A lot of times, they're in the right of doing it. There is certain jurisdictions that they have and laws that they can't push forward. In your case, Whitmore has numerous times done things that she cannot do. For example, you can't lock down an entire state the way that she did it. In that draconic form, and then not have, I mean, she was claiming it was due to COVID-19, but then the science proved otherwise. The way that these governors were handling this, it was a little far beyond their reach. They were taking away people's civil liberties. And remember, everything over the Constitution oversees all local and state constitutions, or a state constitutions and state laws. So if you are taking anybody's freedoms away, you can go straight to the Supreme Court and you can fight that, because you're the United States of America is technically federal. In a whole, it's a federal government. We do have state and local government, but if they're infringing on your civil liberties, then you have an issue. Yes, they push laws all the time. This is what they do. Normally, people don't pay attention. But Donald Trump has had so many people getting engaged in politics that people are now paying attention to a lot of the things that are happening. Okay. Is it similar to how Pennsylvania allowed the fraud to happen? I still don't. Okay, yes, the same exact thing. The legislators, and Pennsylvania is a little tricky because Pennsylvania also had a lot of people that, there were ballot drops. See, my biggest concern wasn't so much, I thought that they had the case won on legislative, just on basic law. Like Wisconsin, they don't allow early voting. And in order to vote absentee, what they call absentee, you have to have an application. And in Wisconsin, the absentee ballots that they upset, not absentee, there were ballots that were basically like if you were sick, you were allowed to mail in your ballots, but you were supposed to send it in with an application. None of these ballots had applications on it. And early voting is against their constitution. And that was violated as well. So every single state did a violation in one way or another. And that's aside from the election fraud and what the proof that's been brought in reference to Dominion. And I think dumping and recounting the same ballots over and over. With what Trump is trying to do with cleaning out the Republican Party, how would it start? Okay. It's pretty simple. Anyone that's not for the America First, he would primary them. Basically, if there's, let's say Mitch McConnell's running for Senate, he just won his seat. So that old turtle's going to be there for another 6 years. But let's say he was running in his hometown for Senate. There's always a primary, which is how the Democrats, how you know how Donald Trump ran against Ted Cruz and ran against all these other people. And then he ended up being the choice as the runner for the presidential, for the Republican presidential campaign. So it's the same exact thing. They do primaries for senators. So what Trump would probably do is during the primaries, he would pick someone that had an America First agenda. And if he would do this in Congress and in the Senate, and he would be pushing for those people to win. And in those primaries, the only ones that are allowed to vote are Republicans. So it's not like Democrats and Republicans can vote on the primaries for Republicans. It's only Republicans. So he would pretty much eliminate any of these rhinos or people that are in office that are not there to help the American people. And it could be extremely bad for him, considering that he is the most popular sitting president of history, or at least was the most popular sitting president of all time. And I would assume that he would be campaigning in those people with the funds that those people raise. And I'm sure that Trump would not have any issues campaigning against anybody that did any harm to him. No, and it would not just benefit Florida. You're asking me, would this just benefit? No, it would benefit the country in a whole, because the thing is that when your Congress works together as a whole, so yes, we want to have Republicans that are in Florida, but we run Republicans everywhere so we can have the majority of the House, so we can have the majority of the Senate, so they can all make the decision and we wouldn't have to be working. I mean, it's what the left is doing right now, just with the stimulus package. They found a way, a loophole around it. Now the Republicans cannot filibuster it. And they did their whole reconciliation, which then Senator Mitch McConnell was clever enough to know that he could put other things on the table and put difficult votes for them to vote on the table. And that's exactly how it played out. And they voted the entire night till 6 a.m. And it got approved because Kamala Harris was the tiebreaker. Okay. Is there anything that Trump could have signed or done in office that we haven't seen yet? I know Dr. Q often says that he has done things that we do not know about yet. I am curious to how realistically we could still see Trump's goals play out while Biden is in office, or is it just a Q theory and wishful thinking? That's for you, Q.
I'm sorry, I'm on the computer trying to look at this stuff here. My computer's working really slow. So what is this question again? Sorry.
Okay. So is there anything that Trump could have signed or done in office that we haven't seen yet? I know Dr. Q often says that he has done things that we do not know yet. I am curious as to how realistically we could still see Trump's goals play out while Biden is in office. Or is this just a Q theory with wishful thinking?
I mean, it's exactly what I stated before. You know, he signed the Insurrection Act, so that gives him ultimate authority over the military. And when the fraudulent president became inaugurated, the military takes over right away. So he has authority to be the president until they're all arrested. And then once that happens, then I think it's 120 days or so? I forget how many days it is exactly. Then there's another election. And that's when he's going to be president again, which should be the March 4th.
Okay. Personally, if you ask me that same question, I just think it's wishful thinking. That's just my opinion. I might be wrong. I just think it's wishful thinking.
Yeah, I forget what executive order he did, but he signed an executive order specifically for this.
I mean, the only executive order he could have is insurrection due to the election fraud. That's all he could have done. And I think it would have already played out. Huh?
There was an executive order that gives him...
And all executive orders have to be recorded by law.
Yeah, they weren't. It was actually signed by Congress. The bill was.
I know what bill you're talking about. I forgot the name of the bill, but it was done in 2018.
I'm trying to find it.
Well, she has more questions for you. So pay attention and stop looking on your computer. I have questions for Dr. Q as well. I have been exposed to the QAnon world over the last year and have watched and followed certain people. To be honest, I don't take much seriousness with it anymore. I want to believe in the theory movement. I want it to be all true, and I hope and pray every day that something comes from it, but I just don't see it. But if things do actually start happening, my question is, what do we do to prepare? How would the everyday American need to prep for these big things happening? I have heard things from have a year of medications, have 3 months of food and water, have things ready for blackout, etc. Realistically, what does he think we should do to be prepped or prepared for shit to hit the fan, lol? Or will life just carry on as normal unless you're directly in the storm? I myself am prepared for your typical power outage. I have canned goods, cases of water, backup flashlight and batteries, and about 500 rounds of ammo. The ammo's good. I'm glad you have the rounds of ammo. I have several. I have plenty of rounds as well. Is there any guidance he can suggest to keep on the back burner just for a just-in-case situation?
Well, obviously, just-in-case is definitely food and water. You know, that's the big thing. I don't think she has anything to worry about because everything has been planned and you know, taken care of for this outcome, you know, for everything to happen. He knows what's going to happen when, and he knows that, you know, what the outcome's going to be, as in, like, the enemy or whatever the situation is. That's why military is everywhere.
Well, her question really is what should she be prepared for? Like, should she be prepared with things in her household? Like, she's basically going down to the, to like, right. what backup? She said what she has. Should she have more?
Oh, she means like
materials, things in case something was to happen, that she wants to make sure she's safe and she has enough gear and stuff in case of something was to happen.
I mean, like I said, you know, definitely stock up on you know, the MREs, what do they call them? MREs, you know, food, lots of water. And the thing is, you know, obviously there's the necessities, you know, batteries, you know, flashlights. I mean, but if anything happens, it's not going to be for a long time. This isn't going to be like we're in war, you know, and we have to, you know, watch out and you know, basically what you heard what Trump said when he left, stay in the house, you know, he said, stay in the house. Everything's going to be fine, you know, and the military is doing their job. If anything's happening, it's the military doing its job. Nobody's coming to your house. Nobody's going to do anything. It's not going to be for a long time. The food markets are still going to be open. You know, it's not going to be anything like that. If anything's, you know, blacked out, it, you know, you're going to know by the emergency broadcast system, okay? Or they're going to advertise it, you know, through every media. But it's not going to be under the media's control. It's going to be under basically the same thing, the emergency broadcast system, but through the televisions, like through satellites. So I honestly wouldn't worry about anything. I would just go on your life the way it is. If you could stock up on little things, you know, like I explained, that's about it. There's nothing to be worried about.
This is going to be a very, very hectic, intense week for a lot of Republicans out there. We are going to witness another hoax, another clown show, and already they're trying to protect themselves because they know what they're going to get hit with. Because as from what I'm reading through articles and stuff like that, look, I don't believe it's going to be anything. I'll give you my advice. And this is just me. Maybe I'm just a worst case scenario guy, or I'm just a hoarder. I've bought a lot of that food that lasts for 20 years. I have about a 30 day supply, but I bought this way before Donald Trump was even running for president. I just bought it because I was just like, better being safe than sorry. You know, you don't know what situation, but I live in Florida where hurricanes occur. A lot of different things occur here. So I'm always prepared for the worst. I'm always loaded with a bunch of ammunition. I'm always loaded with a bunch of things because I just don't know. This world is so chaotic and we're living in such weird times that it's always being better safe than sorry. Obviously, do it according to your budget. Don't put yourself into a hole for what ifs. You know what I mean? But be prepared. It's always good to be prepared with water. It's always good to have all these supplies. I would also recommend that you probably get a power generator. That would probably be something that, I mean, I know I have one here. I have one installed where at least I have the essential things, like the whole bottom floor of my house would still work with the generator, you know, because I got kids and all that stuff. So that would probably be something pretty cool that you can do. Aside from that, look into those products that they're you can buy 30-day supplies for lunch, breakfast, and dinner. They're horrible. I've tested them. They taste like shit. But, I mean, they give you what you need to survive. So I mean, they're not going to taste very good. But that being said, I'm just
going to...
Huh?
I found the act that he signed for.
Okay, we'll talk about that real quick. It's funny because you're seeing... people are getting prepared. They're setting the groundwork. Just I'm calling it from now. Maxine Waters has already tried to backtrack on her rhetoric, saying she never said anything violent against Republicans. Yeah, I have the video. And you guys can just look at on YouTube and go Maxine Waters attacks Republicans. And you can see all these videos because I'm sure people like Rand Paul, because now people are starting to come out Republicans with a spine like Rand Paul. I've always liked Rand Paul. They're saying, you know what? If we're going to start impeaching everyone, we got to start impeaching Chuck Schumer, Nancy Pelosi. We got to start impeaching everybody because it seems like everybody was saying violent rhetoric before and it didn't matter. But now it does. Now. So you guys get an understanding. Prepare yourself. Try not to look at the news. I wouldn't really look at this shit show. I will report on it. I will be seeing it because God knows I have no other fucking choice but to do it. But I'm going to have to look at this sham of an impeachment once again. It's going nowhere. They're not going to vote for it. So I wouldn't vote.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to happen in an impeachment. That's going to be so bad for the Democrats. There is shit that's going to be just opened up and they're just, oh my God, they're opening up a can of worms that they can't close. It's going to be nuts. I know it is.
Oh, and I've got some news about Joe Biden. So Wrecking Ball Joe Biden is apparently following the CDC guidelines on reopening schools months after the guidance was released. Interesting. I recall another president saying that he was a very special president. He was a
Donald
president.
John Trump incited the erection.
I love you too, but you're not my type.
I do recall that president stating the exact same thing that Joe Biden is doing. Again, Joe Biden is doing nothing. He had no plan. All he is doing is following the exact same things Trump said to do. Yeah. Back in the summer. So Biden has been leading us. Donald Trump was leading us in the right direction. And all these people are doing is just pampering it and making it look like Trump wasn't. They're trying to reverse and erase comments that were said by Donald Trump. Like, I don't understand these people. And apparently Cardi B on late breaking news, apparently Cardi B is very upset at Republicans for the backlash that they're giving her about WAP, her song. Yeah, any song that's called Wet Ass Pussy is probably not the best song, and she probably should not have gotten Woman of the Year. Or not Woman of the Year, but she got she got something along those lines. Yeah, I probably would not have given somebody who made a song like that. But again, this is where our country's headed to. This is the culture that our country, they're promoting sex, they're promoting drugs, they're promoting violence, they're promoting everything that we try to teach our kids not to do. We have these entertainers actually promoting it, making people like us, regular Americans that just want our kids to grow up, to be successful and live a happy life, making our lives a lot harder because of their rhetoric. Just saying, I just want to state that simple fact because it's just ridiculous that even made headlines that Cardi B's upset. No one really cares about her. I think she plays no role in anything. It was quite embarrassing that the first interview Joe Biden ever had was with Cardi B. I never took her as a journalist, nor did I ever take her as a person that knew anything about politics. That's why she got owned by Candace Owens when they had their little battle. It was completely and utterly embarrassing, and Cardi B had to back down. But again, look, we're going to continue to live in this fantasy, the fantasy of AOC being scared when she was in another building, and she's getting called out on it. The funny thing is that now it's Democrats' turn to get called out on everything. we're on the offensive side. Remember that. We've been on the defensive side since Trump got nominated and won the election because we've had to be defending Donald Trump. Now we can criticize Joe Biden all we want. And I promise you, nobody's going to be able to rebuttal it. I mean, when we used to defend Donald Trump, we used to defend him with facts. And they would defend us with feelings. Yeah, he says this on Twitter. It affects me. It upsets me. Yeah, Donald Trump wasn't the most pleasant person on Twitter. But you know what? Joe Biden's wrecking our entire country. And he's wrecking people's finances. And he's actually costing people's jobs. So yeah, I'd rather a president that's transparent on Twitter than a president that has no fucking clue he's president. Just saying. What's your take on this, Q? Or we can double back and we can go to what you were talking about, which was the law. That law that you wanted to mention.
Are we doing that secretary, Biden secretary? Let's double back. Let's circle back.
Yeah. I could do a better job than the speaker of the House. I mean, the speaker of the White House. The press secretary. I can do a much better job. I wouldn't be circling back. I'm a better bullshitter than she is. I can tell you that much. She has absolutely no idea what she's doing. I don't think she knows. The thing is that it's hard because really what Joe Biden is a puppet. So what happens is when you have 10 other people telling the president of the United States what he has to sign, where he has to sign it, when he's going to sign it, it's very hard to keep track of that. So we got to give her some credit. I mean, it's a hard job when she's literally doesn't know what Biden is thinking because Biden doesn't know what he's thinking. So it's like, I guess it's a pretty difficult job. At least Kaylee would have handled it much better. But that being said, Q, you said you had the exact law that he passed.
It's called the
Enlighten Us.
Presidential Transition Act of 1963 to improve the orderly transfer of the executive power during presidential transition. It's basically saying that it has up to 60 days for the transition to go through after the date of the inauguration. So
okay, so he got inaugurated January 20th, February 20th, March 20th. No, January to February, March 20th. Okay.
Yeah, well, we heard it to me before that, so.
Is that fact?
Yeah.
Is that fact?
Oh, yeah. It's Public Law 116-121.
I can tell you guys, Joe Biden is a clown. Okay, Iran's already making threats, just so you guys know. So you can see where this is headed to. Soon enough, Russia's going to be making their own threats. Iran's already threatening him. China's already threatening him. North Korea, the leader of North, Kim Jong-un, whatever the fuck his name is, he already made a threat, called him an idiot, pretty much, and said that he should be beaten to death. I mean, this was his exact words. This was reported on the news. So yeah, apparently all these people see him as weak, and they've already been fighting. There's certain islands that haven't been outside of China that haven't really been claimed by any specific country. And they're already seeing Chinese military vessels there. That's not a good sign. Just letting you know. This is most likely, if Donald Trump does not come back in here, this is most likely going to end up into a big issue that we're going to have in this country. And when I mean a big issue, I mean a very big issue. We're probably going to enter into another war. Sad, but true. And soldiers will pass away, those same soldiers that Nancy Pelosi, Chuck Schumer, and all these people love to defund and criticize and ridicule. Those are going to be the ones that are going to be on the front line risking their lives. Just saying. So it's quite interesting because it's leading in that direction. Apparently Texas right now it's crazy right now in Texas. Apparently the borders are going berserk, and this is coming straight out of Fox News. Don't know how credible Fox News is anymore, but I did a little bit of research, and local newspapers on the borders are saying that more immigrants are jumping over, and they're having issues with this catch and release. They're releasing violent criminals, people. They're releasing violent criminals into the streets. This is what they're doing. Everything Trump, basically everything Trump has done to better this country, this man is literally trying to destroy it. So.
So I have a website that, that shows what we're talking about in regards to the cases that he's winning in the Supreme Court. Or not Supreme Court. The cases that he's winning for his election lawsuits.
Mm-hmm.
It says that there was 80 total lawsuits. 34 have either been withdrawn, consolidated with other suits, or dismissed due to legal technicalities such as lacking a stand in time or jurisdiction. Those judges who dismissed suits never heard the actual evidence of election irregularities and or fraud, since they did not allow it to be presented in their courtrooms. Such cases cannot be counted as a loss for Trump. If anything, they are evidence of a failure of our judicial system to, at moment of national crisis. So of the 46 remaining lawsuits, 25 cases are still ongoing. So the winner and loser of these cases is yet to be determined. While 21 have been completely adjudicated, these are cases where the court heard arguments, considered any relevant evidence, and then issued a formal ruling on the merits. It says, you may be surprised to learn that of these 21 cases, Trump has won 14 and lost 7. In other words, that's 2/3 of the cases to date that have been adjudicated by the courts.
Hmm. Interesting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You want to know what else is interesting, right? So finally, the New York Times are reporting that the FBI and Capitol Police were aware of the violent threats days before the Capitol riots, were warned about a looming war. So apparently the bureaucrats, they knew about it. The Capitol Police knew about it. Why did they let this happen? Why did they allow a few bad actors to get in there? These are things that should be in every American's head. I'm telling you. Because everything spells out the same exact thing. Fraud, lies, deceit, manipulation. Everything in the book that you can think of is what is going on right now in this country. And I kid you not, there's going to be a reckoning. I'm telling you, this is going to be very, very bad for our country. I will tell you, I can give you a list, okay? If they want to accuse Donald Trump of inciting violence. Okay, I'm just going to give you a small list. Okay, Madonna. Let's blow up the White House. This came out of Madonna's house when Donald Trump won. Peter Fonda. Lock 10-year-old Barron Trump in a cage with child molesters. Johnny Depp. We need another John Wilkes Booth. Tom Arnold. I fantasize about standing over Trump Jr.'s dead body. Kathy Griffith. Holds up a bloody decapitated head of Trump. Snoop Dogg. Shoots a likeness of Trump in a music video. Has Trump in a body bag on his album cover. I've met Snoop Dogg. He's tall and skinny. I'll fuck him up. And if he was to ever say anything about Trump in front of me, I'd fuck him up. I'm just saying. Just hypothetically. Joe Biden. I'd like to take Trump behind a barn and to beat him. That was Joe Biden, our current president. Cory Booker, I dream of punching Trump in the face. Maxine Waters, harass Trump staff and supporters in public and refuse to serve them. So those are just some examples, okay? Those are just some examples of the clown show that we have going on right now. These are comments that have been said, and no one has ever accused anybody of anything. Which I find this to be quite interesting. Nobody says anything about this. So what is
news. I got breaking news.
You got breaking news.
2 o'clock in the morning. China claims that coronavirus came from an old bat, but Pelosi denies having been involved.
Oh Oh my God, yeah. I mean, look, Pelosi's quite some work, man. Look, I'm gonna tell you something. Everything that's being fed and indoctrinated right now into people's minds is sickening. There was literally a woman that she murdered a child this weekend. And prior to murdering the child, she was a Black Lives Matter supporter. And she tweeted about children's white privilege. So this is where we're coming to in this country. This is violent acts are going to keep occurring in the name of justice and the Black Lives Matter movement, in the name of systemic racism, in the name of all this stupidity that's going on all over this country. And it's not going away anytime soon, people. It's not going away anytime soon. This is just the beginning. And I see so many more things. I do see Republicans standing up. And that, like, Representative Mace, I'm very proud of her. She's going on and she's hitting AOC with everything she's got. She's embarrassing and ridiculing the hell out of AOC. Okay, I mean, that is for damn sure.
I want to hear what AOC's reply is going to be. You know what I mean? With
she has no reply because she's lying.
I'm saying.
I mean, one of the things that I found to be the most interesting is Joe Biden actually saying that Donald Trump should not be given the classified information that every president's given when they're out of office. This coming from a man that his family literally profits off this kind of information, which his son is still sitting on one of the boards in China. His brother runs a commercial the same day as inauguration. These people are not going to stop. We actually had a great president sitting there that cared about the American people, and it got robbed from us. I hate to say it, but we got robbed. And the left will always disagree with it. The left will always disagree with it. I'm telling you, you're not going to be able to convince them. I've tried numerous times. I tell them, hey, listen, just look at the Mike Lindell video. Okay, look at the Mike Lindell video. Trump never got his day in court. He never got his, he was never ever even given the chance to present discovery. The only time that he was even given a chance to present his evidence, the ruling happened the following day in the afternoon. Apparently that judge is a superhero and was able to read 8,000 pages, 20 binders of testimony and evidence. He was able to read 20 full binders in a matter of a day. I mean, again, I honestly believe that most of these judges were terrified of being the ones. I think they all knew that there was fraud, and I think that they were all scared, and I think Republicans were involved in this scheme. I think a lot of these old Republicans like Mitch McConnell, and I think it's backfiring in their face, because I think that they thought Joe Biden was going to come in there and he was going to be a type of moderate Democrat. But what they didn't realize is that Joe Biden is nothing because Joe Biden is blank. His brain is blank right now. Joe Biden is a robot that is signing whatever they're handing him, and he's just signing it. I mean, we've all seen the video where he's saying, what am I signing again? Where in the fuck have you ever heard of a sitting president ask that question? I'm assuming that they're hoping... Huh?
Oh, just sign it. That's what you said.
Yeah, and then imagine this. They're probably going to want to prolong this COVID-19 thing till they hit him with the Amendment 25 to try to get him out of there. He's going to resign himself and say, listen, I'm not right now mentally. I can't handle this strain. And I think that that's why he's pumping so many executive orders in there. I don't think this man is going to last more than a year in office. I really don't. He's not mentally fit to be in office. I mean, everybody was talking about how mentally fit Ronald Reagan was, how mentally fit... Senator McCain was. They question every single president, even Donald Trump, but they don't question the man that literally forgets what state he's in. And he's literally in the highest position in the world. We have a senile, demented old man as the president of the United States. This is an embarrassment to our country, and it is an embarrassment to the American people. Plain and simple. Not to mention, we got robbed and we're pretty pissed off about it. And that's the facts. And that Stephanie from Michigan. Yeah, I understand where you're coming from, that you feel like Don Bongino and Ben Shapiro, they're kind of, it feels, Ben Shapiro, this is the problem with a lot of these people that create these podcasts, right? As they start growing, they start becoming politically correct. So then they start saying what is right. For example, Don Bongino, you're never going to get the true Don Bongino because Don Bongino signed by Fox. So he's a Fox News contributor. So by being a Fox News contributor, he's not going to say anything that can get him fired from that money that he's making. The same thing with Ben Shapiro. Once money's involved in any of these things, and once people, and you were saying it, that all they do is put up ads and they keep talking about their books because they're making millions of dollars doing this. They are making a ton of cash. And at the end of the day, when push comes to shove, if they have to be friends with a politician that may go against American values, they will. They don't care because it's all about money to them. See, I originally started this podcast because, like I've always said, I want to give people a voice. Yes, do I try to sell my merchandise? Of course, I'm paying for everything on my own. I run an office with a studio. I have another additional office that I run a podcast, and I'm paying it everything out of my own pocket. So, I don't really want to make a living off of this. It would be just nice to maintain it and be able to grow it and give people a voice. That's all I care about. I love doing this. I enjoy it. I'm always going to be straightforward. I'm always going to be honest, and I will put whatever, whoever on this podcast. And I have a lot of listeners. I'm in the thousands. I've broken a lot of numbers that I never thought I would break. And when I'm talking about thousands, I'm not talking about little thousands. I'm talking about in the tens of thousands of people that listen to my show. So I am very proud of how I started off with a viewership of 800, 900 people to where I'm at today and people spreading the word. And I thank Q because I know Q brings a different twist to it. But just like Q's on here, I'll bring a Black Lives Matter and I'll protest them too. I'll bring somebody on my show that's a listener that just wants to say what they want to say. I don't care. Because my goal here is to give the American people a voice and an outlet and try to give you as much factual information. And that's why you see me constantly debunking Q. I don't mean to do it. I'm just doing it so you guys can see both sides. So you can see Q's side and you can see my side and then determine who you believe is on the right. Q, any late breaking news? Did Nancy Pelosi, did they finally find the bat? I mean, she did take pictures in Chinatown, so I'm assuming maybe she was spreading the virus there.
Yeah, exactly. you know who Robert Keane is, right?
Who?
Robert Keane. He's the Connecticut GOP state auditor. He died at 54.
Oh, I heard about that. You're talking about the guy from, I forgot if it was Michigan or Pennsylvania.
It's Connecticut.
Oh, Connecticut. Connecticut. I thought you said Canadian. Connecticut. Yeah, he died at 54. That was really odd.
Yeah, it's real odd.
That was really odd.
Another thing, Senior anti-Marjorie Greene, he's a Republican staffer arrested for running a pedophile ring. He was definitely a rhino.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. He was arrested on Friday by D.C. police for operating a massive pedophile ring. So he was in D.C., so I can guarantee that it's, you know, there's a lot of shit going on that we don't even know about until it comes out.
You know, one person that has me super disgusted. Guys, look, when you see people like this, this is the opposite of what we want representing America. And I'm going to go to Representative Liz Cheney, who continues on with her stupid rhetoric and continuously attacking Donald Trump when this lady has not done anything for America. And all her father did was sit as a vice president and basically lead a war into Iraq that was a pointless war. This lady has nothing to stand on. And I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty disappointed. You see, this is how cancel culture works, right? Or this is how punishment works. I've lost a lot of respect for Marjorie Greene, right? Because everything she stood for, she pretty much apologized on the House floor, which made me realize right there that these people love their power position so much that even though everyone who voted her in because of what she believed in, she literally just turned her back on them. These people are phony. It's hard to get a sincere politician into office. And this is where, we have to start holding these people accountable. But again, guys, I don't think a lot of us are going to live to see too much, because if we continue to keep putting on face masks, I mean, if we continue to go on with these guidelines that Fauci's giving us, don't worry, there's not going to be much of a population left in the U.S. So, and you know what? On a positive note, usually Democrats are the ones that follow what Fauci says. So maybe we'll lose a couple Democrats in the process.
Right.
I mean, they're the ones that they believe in all this crap that Fauci preaches. I mean, they're all wearing 3 masks now. I mean, it's a clown show. This is so ridiculous. I'm looking at Tom Brady. This is why I love. This is what a real American does. I'm looking at Tom Brady, right? And I'm looking at Tom Brady and I'm seeing him sitting there after, you know, while he's playing the game, he doesn't put on a mask at all. Then you go and you see the rest of the people there in the Kansas City Chiefs, a bunch of the players putting on masks when they literally hugged and tackled one another and made contact and spit and whatsoever with one another, thinking that really the mask is going to prevent anything from happening when they're socializing with all those people on the field. I mean, it's just stupid. This is already beyond stupid. And then those same people that are wearing masks are hugging everybody after they lost the game or after they won the game. So it's like, yeah, when you're celebrating, fuck the masks. When it's all good stuff, fuck the masks. But when the cameras are rolling, we got to have the masks. But when you're partying, you kind of forget those things. So then you put your masks on. It's a back and forth bullshit. It's seriously, man.
It's whether they want to wear it or not, they're forced to. Okay. Because that's what it is.
Tom Brady's not wearing it. He wasn't wearing it once.
Maybe, you know, he's just saying F it because he's the freaking top dog, you know, I don't know. Maybe he won't get in trouble like they are. You know,
I mean, if it wasn't for Tom Brady, Tampa Bay wouldn't be winning a Super Bowl right now.
Of course.
I mean, they would not have won that Super Bowl. I mean, this guy literally made the team. I mean, he went over there and he made history. I mean, this guy can't be stopped. This guy is the best quarterback of all time. He's just so calculated, so smart, so intelligent. The way he played, this game almost felt like a flyby. Like, it wasn't even an intense game. It felt like it was so easy for him to win, like for the team to win. It just felt like it was too easy. Like, this was nothing compared to the difficult games that he's had in the past, like the one that he disinflated the ball with the Seattle Seahawks. that was, I mean, everybody was thinking in their head,
come on, man.
I mean, he got busted. I mean, he even tried to bribe, I think, a referee. I mean, one of the officials and stuff. I mean, it was really bad. But he stuck loyal to Donald Trump, and he's a great football player. I mean, he proved it today. There was no disinflating of footballs. They were checking him. So, Q, do you want to end the show with something, with some pizzazz, some hope, something you can give the American people out there to give them some hope to push forward? By the way, guys, I know I posted up a video on Sunday. It is the Fool and Dell video. I had to put it out there. I had to. I felt an obligation to do it. I felt an obligation because I know a lot of people, you can't sit in a computer. People work. Republicans tend to work. So I know everybody can't. So a lot of people listen to me while they're driving home. Or sorry, I at least that's the feedback I get via email. So I felt like you guys needed to listen to it. So, Q, you got anything to say?
I'm same thing. I mean, just what I would do is do not have a timeline for anything, okay? You know, you can hear timelines. Listen, I can give you timelines. But they're you know, they've been off. They've been off every damn time and getting pretty pissed off, and everybody else is, okay? But the thing is, it's going to happen. And a lot of stuff has happened already that we don't even see on the media, okay? These people are in jail that you don't even know about, okay? Just keep your faith. I promise you it's happening, and it's going to happen more and more, okay? Eventually, it could be this week, that could be whatever it could be. I can't give you an exact time, okay? I'd be lying if I could, okay? I just know that it is happening, and it has happened, okay? So just have faith. Just go on your day, every day, like normal. Don't be worrying about anything. You know, if something major is going through, you'll know. Like I said, it's going to be through the EBS system, emergency broadcast system. You're going to know no matter what, okay? Nothing's going to come to your house where all of a sudden you're going to have, you know, a bunch of, you know, army guys there and you know, trying to take down the cabal or anything like that. So don't worry about anything like that. Just like I said, just keep your faith and just go on your day like you normally would. You know, find your happy place and just, you know, do your normal everyday, you know, routines that you always do, and stay healthy and safe, and that's pretty much about it. Just it's coming. Just don't put a time limit on it.
Guys, I can tell you something, and I'm being extremely sincere. Dr. Q was affected by the exact same thing that the rest of the Democrats were affected by.
Donald John Trump incited the erection.
I love you too, but you're not my type.
Dr. Q's had an erection since Donald Trump ran for president. He loves him. Do you have an erection for Donald Trump, Q?
Oh, fuck yeah.
So my whole message is, man, I mean, just probably steer free from the news this week. It's not going to be good. I will give you pretty much the breakdown of what's going on. It's hours and hours of bullshit. I'll sit through it. I'm going to have to sit through.
I disagree, Jay. I think it's going
to
be.
No, because every single senator has to be able to make their statement. And they're all preparing their statements, and they're all. And then course, Trump's law, legal team forward. Has to defend it. And it's just, it's going to be just right. A shit show.
But everything's going to come out. I'm telling you, this is going to be wide open. They're asking for hell, and it's coming.
We'll see. I don't think this is going to be like that. I think it's going to be your standard Senate trial hearing, just like they did last time, pounding and pounding. And then at the end of the day, it gets no end result. So they need 2/3 of the House. For those of you who don't know, 2/3 would mean they need 60 votes. They don't have the 60 votes. So anyways, guys, if you want to show me some love and support, I did open. Don't be worried, because the site, when you go to the website, for some odd reason, I'm not very tech savvy, but for some odd reason, I have to call GoDaddy, and it has to have the S on it secure, but every transaction's ran through PayPal, and it's shipped directly from a company. So when you buy any merchandise from my store, it's 100% secure, because it runs through a big company, so it's being shipped directly from a big company. Don't forget, if you want to show me some love and support, you can even shoot me the pictures, and I'll post it up on my Facebook, on my Instagram, because I take so much pride in people wearing the Republican Nation gear. I love it, and it helps me out too. It helps this platform keep growing. It's the RepublicanNation.store, www.therepublicannation.store. The .com, it's just where I'm, my directories and stuff like that to the podcast. If you want to reach Dr. Q and you want to ask him some questions, you can send him an email at drq@therepublicannation.com. If you would like to be on my show, or you would like for me to answer any questions, or you have anything that you want, any topic that you would like for me to bring up, you can email me jase@therepublicannation.com. Guys, stay vigilant, stay tough. We're American. We're tough. We can overcome anything. God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America.
America great again.